speaker. Please offer a warm Valley Group welcome to Michelle. Is this for real this time? Once again, my name is Michelle, and I am an alcoholic. I'm kind of nervous because it's been probably over 20 years since I spoke, and the last time I spoke, somebody told me that nobody laughed, and that she didn't think I was an alcoholic, and that just opened the door for me to go back out. And I recently just was telling Bill earlier is that I finally sat down, or Patty, I finally sat down and figured out that I'd been out there for about almost 9 years, or at least 9 years, and I thought it was just a few years. So, you know, I just want to thank you guys for having me here and to hear my story. I want to start with, this is what happens. This is amazing. My life has really been amazing. I am 64 years old, and I went back to school January, I think it was 2014, I went back to school, and my first essay ever in my life, because I was never, they just kind of passed me on through the years, and I never, you know, I just got passed on. So what happened was, with my first real English class, my first essay was published through Fresno City College, and they had a dinner and stuff. So I want to start with my story to kind of give you an idea of where I came from, and it's the name of it was Three Men and a Bottle, and I contribute the name to my, it was Gertrude Rose, because I didn't want to hurt anybody, and Gertrude was my grandma Shendel, who held me for the first six months of my life. And the Rose, I don't know if you've ever heard the song The Rose. Well, I love that song. So my father molested me when I was around the age of 3 years old, after my mother took me to him in the bathtub. From the first time in the bathtub until I was around 13 years old, my father continued to molest me. I'm not sure when things started with my brother. I do believe it was between my dad and one of my brother's friends who raped me at 13 years old. Subsequently, I was with a number of men throughout my life. I believe that if I gave them my body, and I was a caretaker of these men, that we would live happily ever after. Since my dad, my life of marrying or dating abusive men just like him, the man who first molested me, the reason for choosing men who were just like my dad was a direct result of what happened to me as a young girl. I did things I'm not proud of. However, those things have gotten me to where I am today. Drinking drugs and whatever I could do to harm myself became my life for the next 28 years. Traveling, I don't know about you guys, but I traveled a lot. Traveling is what I did throughout my life. I made a number of geographical moves, starting in Minnesota at the age of 15 and ending up in California with my sister, who started abusing me. One of the main reasons I followed my sister to California was that my sister needed me. Does that sound familiar? At least to me, she needed me. Even if I had plans, if my mother told me that my sister needed me, I couldn't go out. She was all I knew while growing up, because my life revolved around my sister. My sister was not a wonderful role model. That is when I was able to start drinking more freely. There was always booze in the bar and beer in the refrigerator. This is also when I started considering killing myself. I was responsible for taking care of the 3 kids and her husband every night except Monday night. Monday night was the night she had off, the day from hell. When I was at the age of 18, my sister decided to kick me out. She informed me that her and her husband and she had decided that I was not doing my part around the house. One of my sisters had actually slept with my sister's husband, and I believe that that was one of the reasons she kicked me out, because she suspected that I was doing the same. Next came husband number one, whom I met right after my sister kicked me out, and within 2 weeks and 5 days, we were married. I was with him for about 8 years. It was good at first. Then the real man came out, who was depressed all the time. My first husband was like a father who told me what I could and could not drink. There were times when we would get together with my friends, and that was when I would just drink as much as I could. Later on, he would never say anything. However, we would walk by each other down the hallway, and we would not speak. The night I gave up was the night my friend introduced me to her brother. I knew I was going to leave my first husband. With husband number two, he had 3 kids, and I had 3 kids of my own. Life became a whole lot harder. I can't read with my glasses. Whole lot harder during that time. This is where I really went wild. He loved to drink, use drugs. It was a while we got married because he kept. It was a while before we got married because he kept telling me that he didn't want to marry a drunk for a wife, even though he was drinking like a fish. We had 5 years where we got into drinking and drugs heavily. We would use up our tax returns for drugs, drinking and smoking weed. We were together for a long time, 16 years of living hell. The story of my life for those 16 years were just out of control, and in reality, so was I. After about 10 years, I found out that he had molested his daughter in our home, and he had lied to me in his job just to save himself. There was just some of the stories of my life with men, which only got worse as my life went on. Then things got worse. After my second marriage, I was alone for a couple of years. I was still bouncing from place to place. During this time, I was in recovery. However, I was referred to as a dry drunk. My kids decided to stay with my husband, my second husband. I was working 3 jobs to keep myself afloat, and I was able to get a good job at a brokerage firm. I was finally doing well, yet not doing well enough. When working at Modesto Courtroom, this old man came in to the club. I am really not clear how things evolved with this man. Remember, I was a dry drunk. We hooked up and I moved to Fresno, California. This man was more verbally abusive than any man that I had been with so far. We were together on and off for about 3 years. During that time, with husband number three, I started drinking. I married him on Valentine's Day that year because he needed health insurance. Getting married was the end of this relationship. This was really a bad time during my life, right? This last one, it was, I could not do anything with this man without being drunk or stoned. He was definitely the worst man I'd ever been with, and he was definitely a man who was just like my father. Our marriage ended at 15 months when I had obtained a restraining order on him, so he would leave me alone. Once he left, I became a wild child, drinking, drugging, going to clubs to meet men that were just good enough for the night. It was a while before I came to realize that I was doing what I was doing to myself. While teaching a spin class, a student of mine recognized the anger and pain that I was suffering inside of myself. She suggested that I might help if I would go to a self-realization workshop on my own, just to see if it would make a difference in my life. Eventually, I found a group of people who were able to help me walk through all the feelings of anger from the past. A special duo, along with a group of helpers, helped me walk through all these feelings of anger. The bold action from my student, who allowed her to become a friend, as well as allowing me to grow into the person I became today. Since then, I've been in Alcoholics Anonymous, recovering from alcoholism. I have been able to help other women in the program walk through what I once suffered deep inside myself. I understand their initial feelings of anger, hurt, abandonment, sadness, and eventually the feeling of joy, happiness, peace, and serenity. I'm continuing my life helping at self-realization workshops and AA, of course, working with other women who have been through the same trials and tribulations that happened to me, as well as allowing me to live a life of peace and serenity and becoming the woman I am today. Thank you. That's kind of what my life was about then. And during those times, of course, there was, as I said, there was a lot of drinking and drugs involved throughout my life. I'm amazed at what my life is today. And it's the direct result of Alcoholics Anonymous. Even though the path has not been easy, because I had 13 and a half years and went back out, and I was absolutely insane those 13 and a half years, and I was sober. I mean, I look back now from who I am today to what I was back then. No wonder some of my sponsors would say, "You are so different than everybody else," you know. And I heard that a lot because I am. I found out recently that I am more like Bill than Bob. I don't know if you guys have... Wayne B. does a workshop, and his story is just like me. But thank God I finally realized that, because every sponsor I had just had a hard time with me. Well, can you imagine what I was going through? I mean, you know, nobody really wanted me, and when they had me, they, you know, what am I going to do with her, you know? And I've been through the steps so many times that, thank God, one of my mottos has always been is to be willing to do whatever I need. And that's even staying insane and sober. So after I was out there for about 9 years, you know how they say it progressively gets worse? It does. It does. It got so bad even in my first part of this sobriety, I did things that in sobriety that I never thought I would do. However, I was just insane. And then I came back. When I came back, this group of people I'm really grateful for, because once that lady told me that I wasn't an alcoholic, and I went out and drank again, it took me a long time to come back. And they helped me work through that. And there was a time in my life when I was talking with Matt, and I was drunk in my kitchen. I was in the fetal position, and I told him, "I can't do this anymore. I've got to go back to AA." And he walked through that with me, because I knew the first time I came back that I was going to have to go to where that woman was so I wouldn't be afraid, you know, that I would feel free. And I was so sick. I mean, you know, they say sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. Now that's me. And today it's okay, because, you know, I just kept putting one foot in front of the other during my whole life. I mean, God was with me. I know that God was with me. You don't walk through and do the things that I've done, because I have. I tried to kill myself two or three times along the way. And there was one time that, you know, I should have been dead. And because remember when I told you about the second husband that didn't want me because I drank too much? Well, the night he told me one more time, I took his beautiful truck that I had, because I'm so obsessed about keeping things perfect, because if everything's okay outside here, then I'm okay inside. Well, you know, that's pretty insane itself. And I took that truck, and I don't even know what street it was. He couldn't get me home because I didn't know where I was. And he said, how can I get you home when you don't know where you are? And that, I mean, didn't make sense to me. You should be know how to get me home. And I took that truck, and I stepped on it. And it was my goal was to kill myself that night. And I blacked out after I stepped on it. And the next thing I know, I woke up, and I had thrown a car 70 feet. And the truck driver was helping me get out of the truck, and I was okay. I mean, I went to jail for the night, and I can listen to myself right now and go, oh, my God, you know, I have come a long way. And I know there's more because I'm going through some stuff right now, because this is like, I have a brand new sponsor. I've had sponsors that yelled at me. I had sponsors that, the last one I had, it was, I finally woke up one morning and I was feeling really good. And this is what happened to me, because this is what I allowed, because I didn't know any better. I didn't do a real thorough full step. I've done them to survive and get by, which is a blessing, but now I'm doing the, I mean, my sponsor right now is, and I might be all over the place, but my sponsor right now, she's having me look at how these things affected me. It's like, I've never heard that before. How did it affect me? And I didn't realize. I'm like this 64-year-old woman in a 5-year-old body inside, because my reactions are still the same as when I'm a little girl. If you say something, I get whatever I get. You know, when I get that, whatever I'm at, I see things differently, but I'm so grateful that I finally have a sponsor now that's walking me through this, and I can actually see the light. I could never see a light before. This sponsor is loving and kind. She's just really a blessing from God, really. But it's like when they say this, the student's ready, the teacher appears, and I'm so grateful. I cannot begin to tell you, because the life that I've lived of not feeling part of or different, or no, really it's always you're better than me. It's my fault. No, the victim. Anybody heard of the victim? Well, I was the biggest victim in town, because that's all I knew. That's how I was raised, and I'm not blaming my parents anymore, but I'm realizing and seeing how all those things affected me. I haven't got to the other stuff yet, but this is really opening to me. And the other thing that's really cool that I noticed this morning was I was reading the Daily Reflections, and it said something about keeping our side of the street clean. And I went, whoa, I get that, you know, because recently I've done some things in a kind, loving way that I'm just like amazed. And I know it's because the time was right, because God has been working through me all these years. He was even out there when I was drinking. I know he was. I just know he was with me, you know, because you don't live through the life that I lived and still make it. At least that's what I believe for myself. I just believe that God has been with me for a long time. But kind of like lately is what I'm coming to realize, is that by me living in that past of those things, that I'm really keeping myself from the sunlight of the Spirit. So I'm in a place today that when I look back, and I was talking with Patty on the way up or down, and it's just amazing what this program has done. And this is really an interesting time for me right now, because Bill wanted me to talk about unity and service. Well, I don't know how to express it, but when I read that tonight, it was like, I'm not in a place to talk about unity and service. I've just seen some things over the past few years that, you know, but I keep doing it. I go into the jail, I sponsor, and I've been really heavy duty at central office. And, you know, I'm just learning more about Michelle and that I'm worth more than what I used to think I was, because I wasn't worth anything. If I don't know if anybody can feel, raise their hand and go, yay, I was too, but that was me. You know, everybody was always better than me. And I don't feel that today. I don't feel that. I feel like through this work that I'm doing right now with a wonderful sponsor that I am going to grow up, literally, because I've not been. You know, it's amazing. And she said, you're going to grow up and pass. And I thought, yay. You know, because of course I want to be up to where everybody else is. I've just been one sick puppy. And that's okay to me today, because the willingness to keep doing this program, I tell you, is not easy. I mean, but when I think, if I just take a minute and look back over that night that I was in the park, and it was my son's baseball game, and I was so drunk and stoned, I don't even know how the kids got to bed or how I got home, you know? I don't remember, but I was, so I don't do that today. I don't have to do that. I don't have to wonder where I woke up or where I went to bed or who's next to me. I don't have to worry about any of that anymore or giving myself away, you know, literally giving myself away. And what I realized is that my dad took everything from me. And he didn't know that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming anybody today. It was what it was, and it happened, and now I have the opportunity through this program, Alcoholics Anonymous, to change my life, to go from 4 or 5 to a grown-up. I never thought I would be a grown-up, and that's what Alcoholics Anonymous is doing for me. And, you know, the first time I got sober, I was like sponsoring, I don't know how many women I had, because I was literally crazy. I was just doing everything. And this time around, it's been almost 2 years that Patty and I've been together. And this has been the most another amazing part of my life is sponsoring again. There was a while recently, because I tell you, this is like, every time I come up on my birthday, it's like, watch out. You know, and I thought she was going to drop me. And I talked to my sponsor, because I have really, with this change that's been going on, it has been a blessing, but it's been work. And I know I'm not done, but that's okay. I thought my sponsor told me to go to my girls and ask my girls if they wanted me to continue to be my sponsor. And Patty said, I can't even remember, but I know she said yes, that she didn't want me not to be her sponsor. So, because my sponsor, he literally said to me to go to the girls and say, you know, I'm going through a rough time right now, and, you know, I don't have much to give. Do you want to stay with me? And that's another thing. Ooh, I just thought about. I'm following directions. This is the first sponsor that I ever followed directions with. I mean, she tells me to do something, and I do it. But it's the way she does it with me. You know, it's like, you got to do it right away. And, I mean, making amends and telling things, because I want to do everything I can to keep you as a friend, because if I'm honest with you, you're going to run away and not want to be my friend. And that hasn't happened. You know, it just gives me the encouragement to keep working this program. I mean, God, and the one thing I was saying to my girls a lot lately, it says, really have we? You know how many times we? I don't even know how many times we is in the big book. But it's not an I program or a me program. It's a we program. And I think that's where I was at for a while, too, with my last sponsor, is that, you know, all I was doing was getting chastised. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And I did. And, you know, it just all happens for a reason today, I see in my life. And I just feel blessed beyond measures with this program and how it's changing my life, and how sponsoring somebody that was in total denial when we first got together to somebody that's blossoming today, you know, and just to be there for somebody that is like me, you know. I'm just grateful to be a part of that today. And you said 40 minutes? Okay, well, good. I really, really appreciate it, guys. I've been really calm about it this week. But like I said, the last time I spoke, nobody laughed. And, you know, it's going to take some time. But I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to share with you guys tonight and be out of town where nobody else hears me. So thank you, guys. Thank you.